Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Together now. And my name is Teresa Velasquez, Dr. Teresa Velasquez, the former beauty queen. And I have two beautiful VIP guests, Dr. Paula Price, Dr. World France currently, and we have Dr. Leslie Duffy, formerly Dr. Oklahoma with the World Pageant System. We also have a new guest, Lionel Randolph, joining us. Is Lionel there, Matt?
No, he hasn't called me back yet.
Hasn't called. Okay. So I'll go ahead and remind him to call because he was trying and I guess he was calling too early or something. So anyway, we have this lovely, I'm so happy, Dr. Kella Price, that you're with us. Oh my goodness.
I am so happy to be here. Thank you so much for having me, Dr. Teresa.
You're welcome. And when is the pageant exactly?
It is going to be held October 22nd. We have a number of events coming up, leading up to the pageant, including submitting of our evening wear, submitting of our all of our paperwork, a field presentation, all of the fun pieces that go along with the pageant. And then our interviews will be held that weekend, as well as our live show for the finals on October 22nd.
That's a wonderful pageant system. It's right now it's online. Everything is online. And so
it makes it so convenient for busy working women who are making a difference throughout the world to participate in a pageant in a different way.
Absolutely. And then we have so much technology now, so it's, you know, makes sense to do it that way as well. We have Dr. Leslie Duffy. She's also been participating in pageants, and she was in the Dr. World pageant last year. That was last year.
Yes.
And we have, excuse me, we have Mikhail Lexing. Let me see. So I'm going to invite him in a little bit. But Dr. Leslie, you had a wonderful experience too with the same pageant system.
I did.
And right after that, you joined the show. And I love pageants. I know you girls love pageants as well, and all the good that with it, all the nonprofits, the churches, your platforms. So it makes a difference. Absolutely. I think I have Mikhail somewhere. Hang on a minute. Mikhail, where are you? Oh, he's messaging me. Hang on a minute. So, okay. All right, so I just left him a message, okay, to join us. And we have, Mikhail is gonna be joining us. He's a musician, producer. He does it all. And he has a lot of great projects coming up, which I'm gonna take part in. He is not only in music, but he does film. He does all kinds of things in the entertainment industry. He's a lot of fun, and I'll be working with him on a song very soon. He's composing, and I'm collaborating with another artist. So where are you? So what nonprofits are you working with, Dr. Keller Price? Right now.
Oh my gosh. I am working with so many different groups right now.
I see you on Facebook.
Because there are so many places to make an impact. Probably one of the largest projects that I've done this past year is I serve on the National Board of Directors for the American Business Women's Association. And I'm gearing up for our big National Women's Leadership Conference next week in Chattanooga, Tennessee, which I'm one of the presiding officers. So I'm really excited about that. So I mentor women and leagues, and these leagues are designed to provide personal and professional development through women, through leadership skills, networking support, national recognition. It is a great place for women to get connected in their local community and nationally. So I spend a lot of time there. I'm actually leaving early tomorrow. So I have to pack after this podcast because I'm headed to Chattanooga. Tomorrow is the kickoff for the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation Extreme Hike. So my sister had the lifelong disease of cystic fibrosis and passed away 13 years ago at the age of 30. And I have a cousin who's living in her 40s now with cystic fibrosis. And so I've been really a lifelong ambassador and fundraiser for Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, because when my sister was born, we started participating in fundraising and educational awareness events. And I've really been a part of the foundation ever since. So I participate in a number of events, and I'm really excited to lead hikers this weekend at Signal Mountain in Tennessee for the Extreme Hike for Cystic Fibrosis. So that's a big problem.
You're awesome. Hey, we had Mikhail Lexing. have Mikhail Lexing on. And I believe we have Lionel on now. Lionel, are you on the phone? Lionel, you on the phone?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I am. Yes, I'm on the phone.
Okay, fantastic. Hey, we played your song. Absolutely beautiful. And you composed that, right? You did the whole thing.
Yes.
Your guitar is amazing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you've been doing this. This is Lionel Randolph, and I was walking by Walmart, and I heard this person playing his guitar, and it just blew me away. I was like, oh my gosh, I got to get him on the show. So I started talking to him, and he is on TikTok, YouTube. You can find him all over there, and he has like 500,000 followers on TikTok, and he's been doing this for a long time. So, Lionel, when did you start?
I started doing music when I was like about 9 years old. The first thing I started doing was singing, believe it or not. Uh-huh. My mother used to make me sing for her company.
Oh, really?
I used to imitate Michael Jackson. When she wasn't home, we would find her little wig and get this broom and start singing the Jackson 5 songs. And then she saw that I could sing one day, so she just started buying all the Jackson 5 albums. So I just sit there and learn them and sing them. But then when I would go to elementary school every day, I had to walk about like 3 blocks and everything. And I would always hear music in my head, and I would never tell nobody. So I just didn't know what that really meant then at that time. So, you know, back then they had like a bunch of grease cans, like Crisco oil cans, and we had like the plastic tops on them. So I used to make a drum set out of those things.
Uh-huh.
And then my first guitar was, I tore my box spring up and used some rubber bands. So I was determined to play. So that's how that whole...
And you collaborated with big names like the Temptations, you were telling me, and... I think I heard one with the Temptations that supposedly you were involved with that.
Yeah, I landed a song on them. I had came up with this musical track, and a friend of mine heard it, and he got it to the Temptations, and they actually used my song. Because I sequenced the drum.
Lionel?
Yeah.
Lionel. We have a couple of questions for you. The time goes by so fast. I wish we could just go on and on. But we have Dr. Leslie has a couple of questions for you. So could you ask Dr. Leslie the couple of questions you came up with and try and answer Lionel as best as possible? And then we have Mikhail, too. We have a couple of questions for him. So let's try and do this as quickly and best as possible, because it's at the show ends at 5:30. So I'm going to try and squeeze everything in. Go ahead, Dr. Leslie.
So nice to meet you. Thank you for being on the show. It's an honor to be on the show with you tonight. So can you tell us, like, what's the most rewarding part of playing music for you?
Would you repeat that? The phone broke up. What did you say?
Sure. Can you tell us what is the most rewarding part of playing music for you?
I think just overall, me myself, I'm just focused, and I'm just blessed, and I'm just grateful that I can do this. So I love the energy that I get from the little kids. That's the biggest reward for me. I've had folks walk up to me crying. I have guys look like Mike Tyson, look like they walked up to me crying, and that right there is the thing that motivates me to keep going. To me, that is the biggest reward in the music business for me. You know what I mean? I was in it for the wrong reasons a long time ago, but all that has changed now.
Sure. Can you tell us about some upcoming projects that you have?
Okay, there's this lady that I had this music with a while back. Her name is Tequila. I am going to be doing probably an album on her, and I'm working with this other lady named Pam. She's a great singer also, but and I'm also getting ready to make a new album for myself. I am a songbird. I cannot help myself. I cannot help myself. I'm going to do a guitar album. That's something I have not done, and people have been out like asking me to do that for years and years and years, but I just never did it. But now I think it's time for me to actually do it. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm just stumbling up on all kind of different, like, projects. Yes.
That's awesome. You are amazing. And I hope to have you on the show next time at the upcoming show as well. And now we have to go to Mikhail. Mikhail, did you have a visitor with you? You want to say anything about him?
Oh, Takata. He can actually talk to it for himself. We just left the studio.
Hi.
And,
hi.
Hey, how's everyone doing tonight?
Yeah, our brother for him. Our brother for him to speak for himself. He's the next Groove Lab artist. So the November 4th show at Stone Tree Studios. It's his listening party.
Okay.
So everybody's invited, and
that's
we
the
have
showcase,
to.
Right, that's a showcase.
Yes, that's his showcase, and yeah, so November 4th, Stone Tree Studios, Indianapolis, Indiana. Y'all can look us up at www.the, because we're from Gary, Indiana. It's thagroovelabproductions.com.
You can put it in the chat box, too, so we can have
that. Oh, I most definitely will, so everybody can have it.
Go ahead and put that on the chat. And then we have two questions for you as well. Dr. Leslie has the questions. Could you go ahead, Dr. Leslie?
Sure. Hi, Mikhail. So glad you're on the show with us tonight. I know you've been doing this a long time, so can you just tell us, for maybe people out there who are thinking about getting into the music industry, you know, how... Like, for you, like, what's the best way to change and evolve your music to keep it current?
Well, to keep everything current now, it's far as, like, I'm an older guy, so we started a little bit different. We had to go to the clubs and actually slay with turntables and everything else for our music. But the new generation, we can just go on TikTok and just evolve. But I just want everybody, even with TikTok, you can be dope, but understand longevity. I don't want any of these kids to be one-hit wonders. And I actually, even if you're a one-hit wonder, come see the Groove Lab. We'll make you legendary.
And that's where
are
you located? Where
are
you located, Groove?
We're located in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Indianapolis. Indianapolis, Indiana, and I still have my home studio in Gary, Indiana. So we cannot leave Gary, because Gary is the home of Michael Jackson, and that's it. And a few
Gary,
artists.
Indiana, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we have another question. Dr. Leslie, we have another question,
sure.
Right?
Can you tell us, how do you measure the success of your artists, especially the new ones?
Well, I think Mr. Takata can explain a whole lot of stuff that we're doing now, because we just left the studio, and we're actually doing music. We're not gearing our music towards 18 to 35 demographic. So we're gearing our music actually from the 35 and up demographic as far as R&B. So actually we're giving everybody true R&B music. And I'll let him elaborate a little bit more on that from his perspective.
Hi, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
How you doing?
Okay.
I'm great. So what Mikhail was saying, we're gearing everyone for the 35 and up, the R&B and neo soul. That's the angle that we're going through now.
Okay. I'm gonna try and get that song. Matt, are you there? That last song that we wanted to play by Mikhail, Lexine, Trippin' Over.
Yeah, I got it. I'll fire it off.
Okay.
So a little bit. Yeah, we still have 5 minutes.
Okay, so tripping over nothing, and I'm just going to talk over everything. It's about experience in life. Even though I'm dealing with Prophecy to Profit, and that was our last experience in the studio, it's about heartbreak, about somebody you love and marry. So you married somebody and then tripping over nothing, I love you so much, and then you kind of hurt me. And how do you recover from hurt? So tripping over nothing is that song. And I think women, men, we all can relate to it. So it's a slow rap, and it's more geared towards the in this case, tripping over nothing is more geared towards the 30 and up demographic. So anytime we do music, as far as production, we always try to target a certain audience for the artist.
Absolutely. So I'm so happy we have so much talent. We have Lionel Randolph. We have Mikhail, his guest. And it's just amazing how much, you know, talent we have on the show. And hoping that you come back.
Yeah. Coming back.
I wish you lots of success.
Yes.
And in October, you said, was it November, October for the
show? November 4th.
Thank you so much. I am so excited for the Dr. World pageant and all of the things that are happening between now and then. Service projects, fostering animals, 100 who care in my community, polio for polio. So many different things that I'm working on.
Amazing. Yeah, amazing. And, it's a lot of work. The pageants are a lot of work. You have to prepare for them and all the things that, the platforms and the sisterhood and all the wonderful things that happen in pageants.
Well, you know, I really love serving. So it's awesome to have Absolutely. The platform. With Dr. World to advocate for mental health as well as all of the other things that I love to care about in my community.
Okay.
Good for you. That's wonderful. I believe 1 minute is left. I got a message. Play the whole. Yeah, we're going to play the song. Go, Matt. Go play the song. Good night. God bless.
Good night.
God bless you.
Your love is a drug, I'm tripping on your loving. Got me so high, I cannot even function. Took your love away, I realized something. Since your love is gone, tripping over nothing. Ever since I said 3 words, I love you. Got me out here feeling like I am high, I do. I did everything for you I could to stay true. Hit me with the getcha, yeah, yeah, that voodoo. Girl, you know I wanna be with you. Feeling like Butthead and Beavis too. Thought you would love me forever, you up and cheated. I'm shocked like a Pikachu. You can see it too. Other people do.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3.
Listen.
Hi, welcome to Clearwater Beach, Florida, and come out and enjoy yourself in a 37 private endeavor up to 6 people. Bring your own food, your own drinks, and we are pet friendly. $400 flat fee for 3 hours, and you have your own captain, restroom downstairs, as well as a private 28-foot pontoon boat named Sandbar. If you like to snorkel and fish, we have snorkeling equipment, fishing poles on board, and a small restroom. And pet friendly, we have chips, water, and soda on board. Come out and make it memory with your family with sunkisscharters.com. Call 727-871-7788. We'll see you around the Gulf of Mexico.
Looking to cool off in the summer or turn up the heat in the winter? Then head over to Clearwater Ice Arena, Tampa Bay Skating Academy Oldsmar, or TBSA Countryside. With three locations in the Tampa Bay area, you can enjoy a wide range of hockey and figure skating activities and programs. We offer youth and adult pickup hockey and leagues, skate, shoot, freestyle, and public skating times throughout the day, so you will want to come back again and again. It's fun for the whole family. And don't forget to schedule your next birthday party or private event with us. Visit TampaBayIce.com for more information.
Congratulations and welcome to the Sisterhood of the Miss Tourism Pageant. MissTourismPageant.com is making a positive impact in our communities and embarking a meaningful journey of kindness and compassion. It goes beyond the glitz and glamour to focus on the essence of being kind and sharing that kindness with others. Through this pageant, we aim to inspire contestants to become an inspiration for all things good, using their platforms of ours to make a difference in lives around them. In recognizing the power of empathy and ripple effect that acts of kindness and create the leading to a brighter and more harmonious world, the MissTourismPageant.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Facebook, Instagram, Google Plus, and Twitter. It's the Madeline and Mommy Show.
I'm actually here on the Tan Talk Radio and the Hollywood Connection special tonight, and I'm here alone without Madeline. She's practicing for Candlelight Chorus over at Disney this December for the holidays. So she's not here tonight, but she'll be back again with me next month. We've already got some callers on hold here. We're going to go ahead and introduce them right away, the Twin Clark Sisters.
How are you?
Hey guys, how are you?
Good.
Oh, it's wonderful to hear your voices. Thank you so much for taking time out. I know you guys are really busy to call in tonight.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
So tell us a little bit about yourselves and what it is that you do.
We do a lot of performance. Like, we sing, praise it, play a lot of instruments. And we started off from, like, our mom's talent.
So can I ask, how old are you?
We are 11. 11.
And can you tell me your names?
My name is Harmony.
And my name is Tiffany.
And we are the Twin Clark Sisters.
I love it. You guys are amazing. And how long have you been doing all of this? You're welcome. How long have you been doing this?
We've been doing it since we was three. And it all started off for when we was asking our mom, can we sing with her on the stage? And she let us sing with her. And we got the talent, a lot of talent from our mom.
I know. That's usually how it happens. And your mom is very talented, Miss Angela. I've seen some of her videos as well. So what is it that you like the most about being in this business?
We like encouraging people and inspiring people. And
yes.
Kids.
And everything's faith-based, right? You guys do some performances in church, too.
Yes.
So what is that you do in church?
We praise dance and play the piano and sing and, yeah.
What other type of instruments do you guys play?
Guitar, piano, violin, and we going to start playing. Like, we got a lot of guitars, and we play that, and I want to start playing the drums.
And right now, you're at some sort of rehearsal, aren't you? And you took a break to talk to us?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Where are you guys at?
We was joining a play.
You guys are in a play?
No, we was touring.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you guys have a lot going on. And do you have any events coming up that you're going to be performing at?
Yeah, we're going to be performing in Miami. And they booked us to be in this play called Behind the Mask.
When is that going to happen?
It's going to happen October 21st. And we have another performance on our birthday, November 11th.
Oh, your birthday's right around the corner, and you'll be 12.
Yes.
Yay. Well, happy early birthday to you two. And
thank you.
You're welcome. And you, I don't know if you know this, but you're also, your music video is going to air on our show November 25th for Mad's Fashion Show. Did your mom tell you that?
No, thank
yes,
you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And tonight after...
And our birthday is 11-11-11.
Wow. Yes. Isn't that something? That's yeah. amazing. You two are definitely very blessed, and your mother's blessed to have you because you're all very talented young ladies, and we're very excited to have you a part of Mad's Fashion Show. And tonight, when we're done with this interview, we're going to play your song on the air.
Thank you!
You're welcome, and your mom can play it back for you so you can hear the show, the whole show in its entirety, okay?
Thank you for inviting us. Thank you for this opportunity.
Oh, you're welcome. You guys are amazing. Is there anything else that you would like to add for the listeners to know?
Just subscribe to our YouTube channel called The Twin Clark Sisters.
And where can we find you
and
on
the... And follow us on Facebook
yeah.
called The Twin Clark Sisters.
There you go. Perfect. Thank you so much for taking time out of your hectic schedule to call in tonight.
You're welcome.
God bless you. Bye.
God bless you too.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Here's the song.
Living our best life. Living our best life. Living our best life. We're living our best life. Living our best life. Living our best life. In this crazy world. yeah, we live in our life. It's our life, yeah, we live in our best life.
Oh, man, I love that. That is adorable. And they're 11 years old. Check them out on YouTube and social media. All right, well, we're cruising right along here with the Madeline and Mommy Show. And it looks like our next caller is ready to call in and talk to us. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, Ellen?
Fantastic. Thank you so much for calling in tonight. Can you tell the listeners who you are and a little bit about what it is that you do?
Sure. My name is Neva. They call me Neva the Diva, and I am a face painter, a body painter, and a wearable artist.
And that you are, and an amazing artist, I have to admit. You have done some incredible work, and you have been involved in quite a bit of trash and fashion and wearable art fashion shows. Tell us, how long have you been in this business, Neva?
Going on 13 years.
Wow. And what inspired you into getting started into all of this?
What inspired me? Well, I was inspired by a person. Her name was Myra Gomez, and she helped me break into the runway business by doing makeup, and God took it from there.
And, well, definitely, and through your talent, and it's something else to see. Can you... I know you've got a lot of events that you've done, and you've got stuff that's coming up. Where can we, if we want to book you for anything, where can we find you?
You can find me on Neva the Diva on Facebook, or you can email me at nevadurham@yahoo.com, or, again, you can text me at 863-409-9029.
Perfect. And tell us a little bit more about some of your wearable art, Neva.
Well, I make clothes or things out of things that you don't normally make clothes out of. I have a dress I've made out of 5,000 rose petals. I have another outfit. It's a Queen of Hearts inspired, made out of 360 playing cards. I also have made a dress out of another 300 cut up balloons. So just different things inspire me, materials inspire me as I see them.
And it must take you, like, forever to make those things. So much time, right?
Yes, the rose petal dress took 80 hours of work to do that dress.
Oh,
and then I also did a pantsuit made out of buttons. It must have weighed, like, 50 pounds. That
wow.
I worked on for 2.5 months. There's like thousands and thousands of buttons.
I bet that's really cool, though, the finished product. I know you've done some amazing photo shoots and your face painting over the years. I know we've even been a part of some of having you do our face paintings for us. Glitter makes it better, but you know what? You don't even need the glitter, Neva. You've got such a talent.
Glitter is the final touch. It's always the last little detail, and it makes it.
It sure does. So what events do you have coming up?
Well, actually, this Saturday on the 30th, I will be in downtown Tampa at a park for a family festival that's to make awareness for mental health issues. And there are going to be around 80 vendors or so, 80 to 100 vendors, with live music, and it's called Fight for Peace for people that have depression and anxiety. It's making people aware of what's going on out there. It's a free event, so come on out. I'm doing face painting, and I'm getting into actually doing festival braids and rave hair. So I'll be handling that as well this weekend.
Wow. Yeah, I saw the rave hair. That's cute, too. I love that. And where is that festival at again? I'm sorry.
It's in downtown Tampa at, hold on, and I'll tell you what park it is. It's in at the Perry Harvey Park
okay.
on September 30th from 12 to 6.
Perfect. Yeah, we'll have to head down there and check that out. It sounds like a lot of fun. Is there anything else that you would like to add for the listeners to know?
Come on out, check me out, follow my page, find out where I'm at, come and see me and have some fun.
I know we see you all the time at the Bartow Sci-Fi events and different things like that. Yeah, they've got something coming up next month too, right?
Right, they're doing a hat sorting celebration, I'm aware, and then a toy event in Fort Meade.
Okay. Okay, so we'll
I'm sure I have Halloween events I've already booked. So,
oh, good for you! All right.
Yes.
Well, keep up the good work. Yeah, so we keep an eye out on you. And also, just so you know, we're doing a photo shoot this weekend and videography for Mads Fashion coming up here in November. And you're a part of that event as well. So we're really excited to reveal all of that. Yeah, that outfit's amazing. So thank you so much for your support. I know you've been part of Mads Fashion shows in the past with some of your recyclable designs and your face paintings. And we really appreciate your support, Neva. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ellen. Have a great night.
You too, hon. Take care. God bless.
All right. God bless. Bye.
Bye. All right. Neva the Diva. You got to love this girl.
And she's not the only one to call in. Nicole has called in. She's on the line right now.
Oh, yay. Awesome sauce. All right. Well, it looks like it's coffee time with Ellen and Nikki. Hello, Miss Nicole.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We are doing great. Cruising right along. I'm glad you called in a couple minutes early. That worked out perfectly.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm glad to be here.
So first of all, it's been a while, right?
Yes, it has.
Oh, my gosh. The kids are back in school, and now it's time for homecoming, and there's just so many things going on. We've got so much catching up to do over the next few months for coffee time, don't we?
Yes, we do.
But I want you to tell all the listeners, though, a little bit about yourself and what it is that you do.
Okay. Well, hi, guys. My name is Nicole Turner, and I am a photographer. I own my own company called Lasting Impressions by Nicole, and we have been working alongside of the Madeline Mommy Show, I think, for like 6 years now as her primary photographer and video niece. So we help you guys do that, and I do other things, too. Graduations and events, and I take care of seniors and actor headshots and model headshots and
weddings.
The list could go on and on. Weddings,
so
special events.
Yeah, and how long have you been doing all of this, Miss Nikki?
I think I am now in year 8.
Okay.
So about 8 years.
8 years in, yeah, and it's a family-owned and operated business. What inspired you into getting started in all of this?
Let's see. I first picked up my camera when I was a teenager. And my camera was given to me by my dad. And I just see the world in a different way. So I think people who get to see the world, they get to see it through my eyes. So, and it kind of transpired into my family, too. Into my oldest. My oldest is a photographer. She works alongside me sometimes. And my husband, too, he does video. So, you know, I think people in general inspire me. Stories. I'm a storyteller.
Yes, and you do tell a story with your photography. And we really, truly appreciate all the support and love that you have given us over the years through our production company as well, Miss Nikki.
Oh, we love you guys.
It's been so much fun. What a journey, right?
It really has. And, you know, I met Maddie when she was 6.
Yes.
And now I look at her, and she's so grown.
She's 15. And she's got her learner's permit. And
I know.
She's cruising right along. She's not here tonight. I miss her so much. But she's practicing for the candlelight service at Disney this year. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that's right. Her and Ariana are doing candlelight.
Yeah. So that's exciting. And tell us a little bit about, you know, I know you've got a family and you have a child with special needs.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about that. What is that like?
Let's see. I call myself a mother of a superhero because I look at special needs kids as superheroes. They carry many different superpowers. which are their disabilities. It's challenging, it's rewarding, and it's just a whole array of things. You know, so being a parent to a special needs kid is definitely interesting.
It is, but I'm going to tell you something, Miss Nikki. It's very apparent that you and your husband and your kids have spent a lot of time with your special needs child because he is very accelerated and he's doing very well for himself. And you're to be commended for, you know, all the time and love and everything that you've taken with him.
Oh, thank you. We're still working. He's 21 now.
I know.
I know, and he's like, I need my license, or I need my ID now so we can go have a beer. But he's so grown, and you know, but he's not ready to go into the real world.
Yes.
And so there are some things of adulthood that he likes, and then there's the others that he says I'm not ready for, which is I'm not ready to have my own apartment, but I want to learn how to live on my own with you first.
Yep.
So it's parenting in a whole different light.
It'll happen whenever it's time to happen, Mrs. Nikki, and I'm confident that you guys will help facilitate that. So
we have a wonderful support team. I can't do it alone. I mean, you and your family are huge supporters of my son as well.
Of course,
and,
of course.
You know,
we took him to meet Austin St. John. I mean, that's one of his favorite superheroes, right? The Red Power Ranger.
That is. the Red Mighty Morphin Power Ranger, yes.
I know.
Austin St. John.
I know.
Spider-Man.
He'll never forget that. I know.
Never. It is still like the highest thing on his list. Like
I know it.
That is the biggest thing of his life so far. I met the Red Mighty Morphin Power Ranger, and I have his autograph.
Well, I know that you've got a website. Tell the listeners where they can go to book, to place a booking or see some of your work.
Sure. So everybody can find us on Instagram at lastingimpressions.bynicole. You can also find us on Facebook at lastingimpressionsbynicole. Or you can go to our website because we have new stuff happening on there. So check it out periodically. But it's www.lastingimpressionsbynicole. We're doing a lot of renovating right now with our brand, and we're growing in different places.
Awesome.
So we have a lot of stuff happening.
Yes. Yes, you do. And you're also part of Mad's Fashion Show, which we're going to be starting the filming and photography for that this weekend. So
this weekend.
The virtual show is coming up in November. We're super excited about that.
Super,
I know you wouldn't miss it for anything. And is there anything else real quick that you'd like to add for the listeners to hear?
Well, it's nice to be back. Thank you so much for having me. And, you know, I feel like we're coming back to normal again.
I know.
So.
Normalcy. Exactly.
Normalcy.
Yay. All right. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to call in tonight, Miss Nikki.
Oh, well, thank you guys for having us. And give Maddie a hug for me.
Yes, we will do. And we'll see you in just a couple days.
All right. We'll see you in a couple days.
All right.
Bye, everyone.
Take care. Bye.
Take care. Bye.
Bye. All right, so that's pretty much it. Just want to let you guys know that we are going to be here once a month on Tan Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections for Dawn Reese special. And we're looking forward to being here again next month. Oh, I've still got 5 minutes. Well, then I can talk a little bit about Mad's Fashion Show. I thought I was supposed to end here soon. Matt, you've been great tonight. Thank you so much for all your help.
Oh, no problem.
I know we just met today, but you know what? I think we can work together. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so too. It's going to be a good show.
Thank you. Yeah, next time you'll get to meet my daughter. She's 15 years old, but she's the boss.
Man, we all know that. Maddie's the star of the show. You're just along for the ride, and so are we.
Yeah, exactly. But I do want to talk a little bit about Mad's Fashion Show. We still are looking for models and designers to be part of the event. We have designers such as Nadasha House of Fashion, ANZ Boutique. Let's see, who else do we have here? Sassy Classy Blings. We definitely have the Clark Twins. Clark Sisters are going to be performing their music video. We also have several models, and we're looking for models. And this all is put on to help support St. Jude's Children's Cancer Research Hospital. So it's a great cause right around the holidays, and we're looking forward. So if you want to be a part of the event, you can email us at madmommyshow2015@gmail.com. or find us on social media under Mads Fashion Show or The Madeline Mommy Show. So I think that pretty much concludes our show. Do we still have a few more minutes? We could play our song.
Yeah, let's do that.
Girls just want to have fun. You know how it is. Hey. Thank you, everybody. God bless. We love you. Bye.